Welcome to Mulder Was Right. We are a podcast that discusses conspiracy theories and alternate facts. I'm your host for this evening, Joe, with my co-hosts.
Curtis.
Brendan.
Sakeef.
And Joe.
Hey, guys, we're real good at saying our names right.
I know name.
We're good at that. Want to point out that Anderson is not here, and he won't be here for a couple weeks. He is currently in transition. He moved recently.
Congratulations to him.
Yeah, so he'll be back in a couple weeks, so stay tuned.
All right, guys, I have kind of a big conspiracy for you guys tonight.
Ooh, what would that be?
I'm interested.
All right, we's talking about Bigfeets.
Hey.
That's right, the Sasquatch himself.
Don't talk about me, that's not nice.
How big are your feet?
11 and a half feet.
Tiny in comparison.
11 and a half feet.
Your feet are 11 and a half feet, like the standard measurement feet, or 11 and a half?
I just realized
what I said. You
have 11 and a half
feet. I have 11
and a half feet. Each toe is a foot.
As in, like, 11 and a half inches.
Is that how feet are measured?
That didn't make sense at all, Sakeef.
I don't think feet are measured in...
What you just said implies that 1 foot is 1 inch.
No. My feet are 11 and a half inches. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
So you've measured them with like a ruler?
Well, when you go to a shoe store...
You believe in rulers?
And you measure your feet, right? So that you know what size your feet are. You know? That's how you know how big your feet are.
Well, yeah. I'm pretty sure it's not in inches, though. Like
I make my own shoes.
Like, I'm pretty sure nobody has like 6-inch feet. Because, like, there's, like, a size 6, size 2. Pretty sure they don't have 2-inch feet.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
That's what that means.
That's babies.
But
you're a baby. Anywho.
That's babies.
Anywho. So, Bigfoot, or Sasquatch, as he's also referred to as, is a cryptid, which is supposedly a simian-like creature of American folklore that is said to inhabit forests, especially in the Pacific Northwest. Bigfoot is usually described as a large, hairy, humanoid type thing. And obviously, big feet.
So you're talking about Sakeef again.
Yeah, about Sakeef. He's not as hairy, but like maybe.
I'm pretty hairy, so.
Yeah, Sakeef's kind of hairy. I saw him take his shirt off once.
I mean, I'm not as hairy as
some
people.
When he cooks bacon.
What'd you say, Brendan?
I said that's what he usually does when he cooks
bacon.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sakeef likes to cook bacon shirtless. It's a known fact.
Making bacon.
Making pancakes.
Anyway, so you do kind of have a similar hair color to what's described as. It's like a darkish brown or a reddish brown, or those have been the two sightings of him.
But okay. My hair is kinda black. Like,
well, then you're not him. I'm sorry, buddy.
So, like, I picture in the Pacific Northwest, like, up there in Oregon, up there in Washington, you got those big redwoods, got that nice, it's technically, I think, a rainforest classification, even, because it's so wet up there.
I didn't know that. That's pretty cool.
I think of, like, the bark on the trees is almost sort of that reddish color. Have you ever seen, Return of the Jedi, I think, is filmed up there, right?
In the redwoods?
Up there in Washington and stuff, up there.
Makes sense,
right?
Maybe, I don't know.
Okay,
why are you asking me?
Because I thought you would know that.
So
this
you're
seems like
saying
information you'd know.
Bigfoot is actually Chewbacca.
I mean,
he was on the Battle of Endor.
That seems just incredibly reasonable to say.
Basically, it's true.
Also, if you've seen the movie Swiss Army Man, a great
that
movie.
That movie is so good.
Yes, really,
it's
legitimately
so ridiculous.
Very funny and legitimately good movie. Also. And that is filmed up there in Washington, up there in Rose Redwoods, too. Anyway.
That's a weird little tidbit, but thank you.
So scientists discount the existence of Bigfoot and consider it to be a combination of folklore, misidentification, and a hoax. Rather than a living animal, they note the lack of physical evidence after centuries of investigation, despite the fact that numerous creatures would have to exist in order to maintain the breeding population.
Yeah, I was about to ask how long has Bigfoot, like the theories of Bigfoot, been in circulation? But thank you for answering
the earliest, that. Well, the earliest documentation I could find was 1874, if I'm not mistaken.
So obviously it couldn't just be like one singular Bigfoot, unless like Bigfoot also has like supernatural, like
Bigfoot could be immortal,
like life expectancy.
What if he just reproduces by budding, just asexually, just by himself?
He's like a phoenix.
He rises from the ashes.
Yeah,
Well, if Bigfoot truly is Chewbacca, Chewbacca is around 300 years old, so makes sense.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. But like, there are some species that are like very, very, very near extinction that we only see there's like five of or something, and like people go looking for them and they almost never see them. And it's like a known event whenever they find one. Like, for instance, the ivory-billed woodpecker, where I'm from in Arkansas, that was a big deal for a while. And they saw one and they thought it was extinct for the longest time, and they saw one. And they haven't really found it since that reliably, but they definitely found it that one time. So it's not super unreasonable to say that there couldn't be some animal out there that we don't see regularly. But anyway.
Anywho. Individuals claiming to have seen Bigfoot describe it as a large, hairy, muscular, ape-like creature, roughly 2 to 3 meters tall.
That's pretty tall.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's a big'em. Covered in hair described as black, dark brown, or dark reddish. Some descriptions include details such as large eyes, a pronounced brow ridge, and a large, low-set forehead. The top of the head has been described as rounded and crested, similar to the chest of a male gorilla. The creature...
Yeah. Wait, his head was described as the chest of a male gorilla.
Yes. Like the kind of like ripply and then like no hair around it. Kind of like the Homer Simpson.
Like pectoral muscles just on his forehead.
That's pretty fascinating.
It's from frowning so much.
That is profound.
He's got abs where his eyes are, and then his cheeks, and then around his mouth.
Someone would skip leg day. He doesn't skip head day.
No, I don't skip face day.
Never skip face day.
He's also described reported to have a strong, unpleasant smell.
That's reasonable. I mean, he's a fucking 9 foot tall piece of hair.
Yeah.
Who lives in a place where it rains all the time.
Whose face is the torso of a gorilla.
Yes. Which also gives him the other name, Skunk Ape.
I have never heard him called Skunk Ape before.
Anderson actually mentioned it a couple episodes back when we talked about the Yeti.
Yep.
And he's also been described as a Yeti.
Yeah, he actually did bring it up.
Speaking I don't remember of gorillas, for what very do you, long it seems, so...
Yeah, you don't. Mm-hmm. What do you think gorillas smell like? Has anyone ever smelled a gorilla here?
No.
Little known fact, I was that child that Harambe grabbed.
Oh, we should ask him. What's that kid's name?
I think it's Terrence.
Do you think that kid's going to have a hard time in life because he killed Harambe, basically?
He basically killed Harambe. Wow. Poor guy.
His whole life.
Both of them.
Tainted. Both him and Harambe?
Yeah.
Harambe's life is over.
No, I know. Harambe's going to have a hard rest of its life. Yep, it's dead. So, Sakeep, how big did you say your feet were?
My feet are 11 and a half.
Well, Bigfoots are said to be 24 inches.
Almost double.
Almost double. And about 8 inches wide.
Sakeep, that is... I want you to rethink that math again. Think about what's half of 24.
It's over double, Skeef.
It's over 9,000.
No,
Skeef is just dumbfounded.
You said his feet are 24, right? And my feet are 11.
You have 11 and a half inches.
So 23 inches would be double yours.
That's what I'm saying. Almost double what mine is. As in like... More than double. So my wording was a little wrong, but that was the intention of my phrasing.
Anyway,
yes, words
are hard. I meant more than, you know, context, words, you know, bleh, whatever.
Some footprint casts have also contained claw marks, make it likely that they came from known animals such as bears and have 5 toes and claws.
Do bears have 24-inch feet?
Maybe. They have claws, though.
They do have claws. Bears can climb trees.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You're never supposed to climb a tree if a bear comes running at you, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if a bear comes running at you, you're kind of screwed no matter what
you do. They run, like 30 miles an hour?
Yeah, they're, like, not slow.
He almost killed Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
They did kill Timothy Treadwell.
So, does Bigfoot... contain any other characteristics similar to a bear? You said the large feet,
big and furry.
And anything else? High
That's
sense of smell?
No one's asked him, so I don't know.
Maybe somebody should ask
him. Yeah, that
him.
Would be a hard thing to...
Him or her.
Or her, yeah.
I mean, these are just visual characteristics that we've seen. Not we, but the people have seen. So we don't really know exactly what it's good at doing or what it if it can smell well.
Theorists also claim that it is omnivorous, or that it eats both plants and animals.
Yes.
Omnivorous, thank you. Words are hard, like we said. And nocturnal. So generally hunts at night.
Also known as crepuscular.
Crepuscular?
Is that another word for nocturnal? Okay.
It is.
I just wanted to clarify if you meant nocturnal or omnivorous.
Pick one. Let's make a new word. It's blur. It means nocturnal and omnivorous.
Oh, that word means both. Okay.
Yeah, blah.
So, wild men's stories are found among the indigenous people of the Pacific Northwest coast. Anthropologist and cryptozoologist Grover Krantz has written that stories of the indigenous population, which can be confidently related to Sasquatch, corresponds to the areas where white Americans have reported similar sightings. According to David Dangling, the legend existed before there was a single name for the creature. So, like I said, it's been around for quite some time.
So, like, the native peoples in the area,
they have talked about it before.
They've seen this big old guy,
yes,
or girl.
Don't want to assume genders.
I don't want to assume Bigfoots.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Where are these sightings most commonly found?
So we'll kind of get to that. They're spread out as the legend of Bigfoot has gotten more and more popular, where it's like, oh, I totally saw him in my backyard the other day, or like, ah. So all across America right now, it was predominantly in Oregon and Washington.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So,
to begin with.
So we have a centralized area for Bigfoot sightings.
Okay. Yes. He likes to stick to grassy terrain as to keep hidden from humans.
See.
Wait, he like sticks to grassy terrain?
Or to
forested terrain.
Terrain.
See,
okay.
It would
Thank
be
you.
Weird hearing that he got sighted in Oregon or Washington like one day, and literally like maybe a day or two later, people are like, oh, I totally saw him in my backyard in Atlanta.
Well, Sakeef, this is based on the fact that you think there's only one.
That's true.
He's got long legs. He can run pretty fast.
Fair.
He just runs to Atlanta in like
he
2 hours.
What, in 2 hours? Run in.
Run to Atlanta in 2 hours.
I don't think you can run that
fast. That's some
fast
shit I just made up.
To Atlanta from Washington or Oregon. I'm definitely positive.
That's an alternative fact.
So the folklore claims that he's nearly twice the size of an ordinary grizzly. Bigfoot for years has levied his tribe of prime steers, and no one has been found brave enough or clever enough to catch or kill him. With a single blow of his giant paw, he kills the largest and best animals he can find, and he usually takes the pick of a herd. He makes a single meal out of the animal, and is usually a meal that would provide a camp full of men for weeks, and disappears never to return to the location again.
So he eats like a whole fucking ox.
Or
yes,
he could also be a bear fighter, right?
He could be a bear fighter. In the Lakota tribe, they would tell this story to kids to scare them, like, you know, Boogeyman or La Llorona, stuff like that. So it's thought that he could have also originated from trying to scare kids straight.
I mean, to be fair, all of the good things that I've ever done in life have been because I'm terrified of the consequences.
Like Bigfoot.
Hey, Brendan, do your choice or else. Okay, Mom, sorry.
All the good things I've ever done in life have been to scare children.
Okay.
All right, then. It's pretty fucked up.
Well,
this is why I like
life.
You, Curtis.
Do you also like scaring kids?
No, I like kids. Kids are cool.
Okay. About one-third of claims of Bigfoot sightings are located in the Pacific Northwest, with the remaining reports spread throughout the rest of North America. Most reports are considered mistakes or hoaxes, even by those researchers who say that Bigfoot exists. As Bigfoot has become better known and a phenomenon in popular culture, sightings have spread throughout North America. In addition to the Pacific Northwest, rural areas of the Great Lakes region and southeastern United States have been sources of numerous reports of Bigfoot sightings. The debate over the legitimacy of Bigfoot sightings reached a peak in the 1970s And Bigfoot has been regarded as a... Oh, sorry, I lost my place.
That's okay, Joe.
Words are hard.
I still love you.
Thank you. Has been regarded as a hoax. So, most people believe Bigfoot does not exist.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Unlike... Oh, what was that, like, the... We had some statistic the other day. It was like 20% of people believe this. It wasn't like flat Earth.
It was the moon.
The moon. Fake. The moon. We didn't land on the moon. Like 20% of people believe we didn't land on the moon. So you think like less people than that believe in Bigfoot?
Maybe, but there is a dedicated group of professional researchers that do.
Oh,
and I'm not surprised. This makes complete sense.
They're called the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization, or BFRO.
BFRO.
BFRO. Rolls right off the tongue.
BFRO?
They also provide... you were going to skip?
So that's yeah.
BFRO.
Yeah, I guess it is BFRO. You're right.
BFRO.
I like BFRO better.
Thank you. Listeners at home, make sure to know that it is BFRO, not BFRO.
The BFRO... also provide a free database to individuals and other organizations. Their website includes reports from across North America that have been investigated by researchers to determine credibility. They're really serious about it. You guys should check out the website. It's not half bad. They have how to contact them, how to become a member of BFRO, how to report sightings and whatnot.
You have to pay money to be a member.
You know, I did not look into it.
Because a lot of conspiracy theories, they have a really credible website, and then in order to become a member, you have to spend money.
Like redemption theory.
Also, like the Flat Earth Society, you can spend money to get like an actual certificate and everything.
And they're like, this certificate is as flat as the Earth.
Yep.
I hope that's what the certificate says.
I wouldn't know. We didn't get one.
Oh.
Were we gonna get one?
I sent him a letter. I sent him a postcard. Like that actually, like we did. We sent him a postcard.
But you didn't pay them.
He was supposed to send us back like a PDF file or something.
Oh.
Like an email.
Well, that's not flat. That's just non-existent.
He was, regardless, we did not get anything.
Lame. Flat earthers are lame.
Ooh, calling them out.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to call
out
people.
You were on that episode. It's cool.
Yeah, I mean, the Earth is round.
So in February 2016, the University of New Mexico at Gallup held a two-day Bigfoot conference at the cost of $7,000 in university funds. They were also going to try to do another one this year.
That's very cheap for a conference.
Wait, but... The university paid for it?
Yes, the university paid for it.
So that, like, that's $7,000 of the university's money that the university was like, yeah, we'll have a Bigfoot convention. So, like, that's not just a bunch of people got together and raised it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I could see that happening more.
Guys, if this happens again, I'll come drive down and we can all go together.
So... My aunt actually got me a t-shirt from this Bigfoot convention when we started the podcast. One of her friends went to it.
Oh, whoa. My God.
Yeah, it's hanging in my closet right now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Is this why you're so excited to do Bigfoot?
No, I mean, I just really think it's interesting. Him, Yetis, all that stuff.
When's the next one?
They said they were going to try to schedule one this year or either the end of this year or the beginning of next year.
We should try.
We'll look into it.
That sounds like fun.
We'll look into it.
Is it BigCon or is it FootCon?
You know, they didn't say. We could call it FootCon.
FootCon is probably already a con and probably not one that I want to go to personally.
BigCon would probably also be something along those lines.
Yeah,
though.
BigCon's probably also some weird fetish. BFCon, definitely.
That's worse.
That's
definitely
worse.
Anal sex convention. But did you not hear everything I just said?
Do you know what BF could stand for, Skeef? Go through the dirty words.
Yeah.
Boyfriend.
Okay,
butt fucking.
Big feet.
Big feet. Big feet con.
Really failed on the creative edge there.
Yeah, best there we go. Con.
Hey, that's why we're going. We're all best friends here.
Best friends that woo! Anyone could have. We're the three best friends.
Speaking of BF, though, we're going to go back to Beef Road? Is that what we called it?
Let's just call it Beef Road.
Beef Road.
Beef Road. We'll go back to Beef Road. So it was founded in 1995, and it's now the oldest and largest organization of its kind. A virtual community of scientists, journalists, and specialists from diverse backgrounds, all trying to find out the truth. The researchers who compose the Beef Road are engaged in projects including field and laboratory investigations, designated to address various aspects of the Bigfoot phenomenon. As a result of the education and experience of its members and the quality of their efforts, the Beef Road is widely considered as the most credible and respected investigative network involved in the study of this subject.
That's
why you've never heard of it.
Yeah, that's not necessarily a real high bar, though, because it's the most credible of the people who believe in Bigfoot. It's not like the most credible of like biologists or anything.
I want to point out that we are the most credible comedy conspiracy podcast that's name has an X-Files member as the title of it.
That's the Mulder was right set guarantee.
That's the Mulder was right official stance.
There
on
you
that.
Go.
See, look, you can just make up stuff like that. Very easy.
The internet, you can make up a lot of things.
Hey, the internet is real.
Though it's always been the policy of the Beef Road to study the species in ways that will not physically harm them. So, you know.
Well, that's, I mean, really, how can you even harm a Bigfoot? They're so big and so foot.
It's true.
Like, I'm sure you could unload, you know.
A couple rounds into it.
Yeah, but fine. You also said Bigfoot was pretty fast, right?
Yeah, he can run he can run from Washington
okay,
to Atlanta
Curtis.
In 2 hours.
Not you, Curtis.
I didn't say that.
Joe,
Curtis
didn't
said
say
that.
Bigfoot was fast? Oh, I got my hopes up. He could be as fast
he could
as a
be
bear
fast,
or
though.
Faster. You did say he's taller than a bear.
He could be as fast as I say he is.
He could be as fast as Curtis says he is, too.
Okay.
Yeah, I like
all
that.
Right. 2 hours. We can wow. play with that idea. Sure.
That's like 1,000 miles an hour.
It's pretty quick.
Andy's yeah, if he's
tired.
Going 1,000 miles an hour, he's probably going to dodge all those bullets.
Yep.
So the Beef Road organizes and reports observations and directs to the place. Fuck me. They go to the places where Bigfoot sightings have been.
Okay.
Yeah, words.
They check it out in the field.
Yes.
Okay.
So, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. That's what they should do, really.
That's how they get information there.
There's not much else really to do about Bigfoot except go to the places people think they saw him.
And they listen to their tales.
Yeah.
Which we'll be talking about in a bit.
Do you know, you mentioned they do field research. Do you know, like, do they set up antennas?
They set up antennas. They set up cameras to, you know, places where he's been sighted.
Uh-huh.
So.
Okay, so basically, like, standard biological field research.
Trying to catch him in its natural habitat.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
They have Bigfoot video games. I'm not saying it's made by this company, but, or not company, what group?
Organization.
It's not made by this organization.
It's a company.
But they do have Bigfoot video games out there where you can like set traps and try and catch Bigfoot.
Why would you trap a Bigfoot?
Which is really funny because like the aesthetic that you get from the game is you're like a hick, so you're just like some dude in like an RV that has like a bunch of TVs around it.
Oh man.
And you're like trying to catch him by like laying bear traps and everything. And then, which to be fair, it makes sense because he's larger than a bear, so.
And then like you're gonna just put him in your RV. Like, what do you do with Bigfoot?
What do you do when you catch him? To be fair, what do you do if you catch him, even if you aren't this person in this video game?
Mm-hmm. So ornithologists, which is people who study birds, they will band their birds. They put little aluminum rings around their legs so they can, and the band has a serial number on it, and then you can see where the bird's flying.
They do that
else.
With fish as well, right?
Okay. Yeah, and they do,
yeah, they do that with a lot
of
things.
Animals, you know, tagging them. So do you think they have like a giant tag ready just in case they find a Bigfoot?
Just in case, like a foot-long tag just to clip on its ear?
And it just says one.
You know,
I mean,
that's a complete possibility.
If it says one and they find Bigfoot, then they can just check if it has that one. And if it doesn't, then we know there's more than one Bigfoot.
Exactly. And yeah, then they put, exactly. They like two.
Keep going.
What if he's crafty, though? They said he has five fingers, so he could be, maybe he has thumbs. He could take it off.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, maybe. Or just use his powerful feet to get it off.
Scratched like a dog.
Wouldn't that hurt for him to take it off of him? You know?
Yeah, probably.
We'll have to make it out of, like, adamantium or something.
Unobtainium.
So, one of the earliest reports of not a Bigfoot sighting, but a Bigfoot encounter was a man in 1924 who was a trapper. He was trying to trap some deer and such, and apparently he was kidnapped by a large Bigfoot.
Trapper got trapped.
And he was held captive in the Bigfoot's camp for 1 week before he could escape.
Did he drop his lightsaber and use the force to grab it and cut down his legs from the ice cave?
He did not.
Bummer.
So he's just hanging out with Bigfoot for a week?
He believed he was taken to be an unwilling bridegroom for the Bigfoot's daughter.
I was hoping that would go that way.
You want me to marry the daughter. That's how you make
that
Bigfoot
means
families.
He hung out with more than one Bigfoot. Like, there's a whole family of Bigfoots. Or, yes. Like, a whole, like, thriving species of Bigfoots, potentially.
They're like the monsters.
So is that how they reproduce? Do they have to kidnap human males in order to...
To breed with the females?
To breed with their daughters?
Well...
Maybe.
Bigfoots
possibly,
have
we don't
some
know.
Human features, right? Like, Bigfoot faces are sort of human.
Yeah, they're big.
Okay.
They're more ape-like.
Yeah, ape.
Yeah, I mean, they walk up. They're bipedal. They walk upright. They have arms. They have hands. They look like a big person, except they're all hairy. So, yeah.
I think Bigfoot was just looking for somebody for his daughter to love.
Obviously. Just like all those Inquirer headlines, right?
Could you love me?
Could you love me?
Could you learn to love me?
With me?
So, this is just one of many stories where people believe people were kidnapped to be bred with Bigfoot. It is claimed that there is an area in British Columbia where 21 people have disappeared. Obviously caught by Bigfoot.
Bigfoot, what the fuck are you doing with 24 people?
21.
Bigfoot is
21
Bigfoot
people.
Bigfoot is totally listening.
That's still a lot.
Right now, Curtis.
Having a big old fucking orgy.
So no.
I hope everything's consensual.
No one knows for sure if Bigfoot is behind it, but many outdoors.
I think that goes without saying, yeah.
But many outdoorsmen avoid that area just to be safe.
Yeah, I mean, like, as long as you're not in a group of 21 outdoorsmen, you might be fine, though.
Yeah, if it's all 21 of you, I think you could probably take Bigfoot, but, like, I don't know.
Bigfoot's probably as strong like a silverback gorilla. Silverback will fuck you up.
And yeah, that's just his face.
Yeah.
It's 21 people.
He'll just flex at you, though.
He just picks them all up with his big feet.
Is Bigfoot,
and then breeds
like,
them all.
What's the word I'm trying to look for? Is there a word for being like
big?
Being,
yes,
like sort of like ambidextrous, big. But you know, being good.
Big. Yeah, it's called big.
That
you were saying?
Yeah, being good with your
being
feet.
Like good with your feet. I have no clue.
It's called feet good.
Primate.
Well, you know, like there's
feet
like people
good.
Who
feet
like
good,
don't
big.
Have
big
arms
feet good.
And they learn how to use their feet to do stuff, like to drive or to play guitar or to do daily activities.
I don't know. You could say like...
Yeah, there's a girl who drives
drive?
With her feet.
Ah.
It's a...
Oh, wow.
I think she
Danger.
Has like
That's
a special
impressive.
Car or something yep. like that. Like, so the controls are, you know, specially made so that she can utilize, like, drive
yeah.
the vehicle.
I mean, if it's like an automatic, you just have one leg you're not doing anything with. So, yeah.
Anywho, we're going to go to a more recent sighting.
Okay.
On June 22nd, 2009, at around 6:30 p.m., a 19-year-old college student was driving on a curvy back road near Rhinebeck, New York, on the way to a rehearsal at a nearby performing arts center, according to the BFRO report. As he swerved to miss an object on the road, a shopping bag containing oddly an open cereal box, and a small log. He glanced in his rearview mirror and saw someone or something darting behind his car, apparently to retrieve the bag. A moment later, the student stopped and turned his car around and got a 3 to 4 second glimpse of something walking on 2 feet, about 50 feet away. He described the creature, which he saw from the rear and side profile, as being between 7 to 7.5 feet tall, covered with black hair and a possibly brow. Muscular shoulders with arms that swung in a X-rated fashion and palms that faced upwards. The witness recalled that he felt nervous, confused, and excited at the same time during his brief encounter. So, they believe it to be Bigfoot.
So this is a college student, right?
Yes.
19-year-old college student.
Yes.
Do college students ever do anything under the influence?
No.
No, not at all.
Yeah. Okay, so I just wanted to check that.
Obviously, you were all college students. You never did anything under the influence.
Absolutely not.
I have always been uninfluenced.
Uninfluenced by anything such as drugs or alcohol.
Especially a theater kid. Like, that never happens, right?
Absolutely not.
It's true.
None of us were theater kids, though.
At about 1:30 in the morning on January 8th, 2008, a big rig driver was hauling a load of Idaho potatoes on the US I-15 near the town of Scorpio, just outside of St. Georgia, Utah, and he downshifted and headed down an incline. The fog grew increasingly heavy. The driver noticed something by the side of the road with glowing eyes, and he thought it might be a deer. When he switched on his high beams, he was startled to see a gigantic creature running around the road from left to right in a long stride, just 20 feet or so away, according to an interview with the BFRO investigator. He later claimed, based on a comparison to his truck and factory in the distance, that the creature was at least 8 to 10 feet tall and between 600 to 800 pounds. I don't know how he got that. It was obviously 600 to 800 pounds.
You can see how fat something is.
He stopped and weighed it.
It's probably like...
He like compared it to a cow real quick.
Probably like 6, maybe 8. 6 to 8 what?
And same thing as the last one. Big black hair, big eyebrows, long lanky arms, very muscular. Fortunately, he regained control. So he like swerved up because he was like, oh shit. And then, you know, regained control, looked back and it was gone.
Mm-hmm.
Without a trace. So again, 1:30 in the morning. Maybe he saw it, maybe he didn't.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason why we have these accounts. I'd like to hear what the real cops say.
The real cops?
Yeah, I mean, like, this. So I was watching wrestling the other day with a friend, and he was, like, there was some big event. I don't remember what it was.
SummerSlam.
I was talking to my friend. And he was saying that there was some like big event and the cops checked it out and they're like, yeah, it's no big deal. There was nothing, like nothing happened.
Okay.
And then like the Wrestling Corporation, it wasn't WWE, but the Wrestling Corporation was like, we're going to do an official investigation. The real cops said nothing happened. like what are you going to do?
They think it's a conspiracy. They think the cops are bought out by
Bigfoot?
What's a bad wrestler?
Vince McMahon.
Vince McMahon bought out the cops.
Anyway, so I want to know the real cops.
The real
reports.
Cops. I doubt he reported to the real cops.
Yeah, I saw Bigfoot.
Yeah, okay, take a number.
Let's call the cops right now and say that. See what happens.
What? Where?
Well. Don't dial 911. Dial your local police department.
Directly. Yeah, okay. That was good advice.
And then inquire about Bigfoot.
So, on August 29th, 2011, around dusk, a woman was outside her new house with her litter of puppies.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I don't like this.
I don't like where this is going.
A bunch of puppies about to get eaten or something.
Yep, those puppies. It's a little like finger food for Bigfoot
right there.
I bet Bigfoot could eat like 7,000 puppies.
Do not tell us that they're getting eaten.
That's what Bigfoot's made out of. 7,000
7,000 puppies.
Oh, he's just a puppy, like a giant puppy, like robot mech. Like, you know,
giant puppy robot. Robot. Where'd you get robot from?
Like, okay, okay, okay. See, I can't, like, I can't say things today for whatever reason. Okay, you know, like the concept of Voltron.
He means
or
a cyborg,
like the Megazord from Power like Rangers.
Oh, yeah, they all come together and they make a big old.
They all come together and
they form Bigfoot.
Like a collective or an amalgam.
It's what all puppies want to grow up to be. Someday I want to be part of Bigfoot.
I want to be part of Bigfoot.
I want to be 1/7,000th of Bigfoot.
Like, none of them alone can be Bigfoot, but together.
Together.
So she heard a whistling sound outside, the sort that she makes when she's trying to get the attention of her dogs. Thinking that it might be another one of her pets, her parrot, she did a back and forth whistle from the source. Then one of her adult dogs woofed, and she heard a loud rustle in the nearby forest. She looked up to see a tall, hairy creature. It was about 8 to 9 feet tall when she saw it. And same thing, muscular, big brownish hair.
Nice.
You know, furry.
Nice.
Probably big feet.
Definition on his muscles, like really ripped and oiled up.
Definitely talked about the forehead.
Definitely, oh, like yeah, those forehead abs going. So her, she's like, she went outside, her dogs were like, woof. And then she, so Bigfoot was like whistling. That's the idea.
Yeah.
So Bigfoot can whistle.
Bigfoot can whistle.
So did she like ask him what he's doing here? Do you want to go get a drink?
Hey, buddy,
so
what are you
doing?
So
they actually stared at each other for 15 seconds. They just turned around and walked away.
Oh, man. If I was going to stare at Bigfoot for 15 seconds, he's... I'd at least try and make some conversation. So, how about them giants?
Hey.
How about them giants?
They're actually doing terrible this season.
So what do you think about trees?
How's the weather over there?
I saw an acorn.
Do you like music?
Do you like the funk?
Do you like the funk? So the BFRO investigator who interviewed her noted that she was a former deer hunter and experienced in the outdoors, and thus unlikely to have mistaken the creature for another large animal. I'm sure that I saw Bigfoot. I'm sure of it, she quoted.
Is she sure it wasn't like Shaquille O'Neal in a wig? That's really, I should have started asking that about like 4 sightings ago. Are all these people sure they didn't just see Shaquille O'Neal in a wig?
You know, it's entirely possible.
He's pretty tall.
A full body.
And he's a strong man.
He is a strong man.
Yeah, it's all that gold bond.
What if
the gold bond keeping him strong?
What if they saw like the Big Show, you know? Cause
is that another wrestler? Oh.
That's another wrestler. I mean, he did really suffer from some form of
gigantism.
Like, what is it? Elephantism or
just largeness, being giant?
Something
like bigness disorder?
Yeah, being giant like that, like he really did like have abnormal growth patterns until like
eventually
they stopped
growing.
They were able to like fix it. But like he's huge.
He's
yeah, and he has unrealistically large.
No, he's not too. 8 to 9 feet, but like he's at least 7.
Do you think the mountain could take Bigfoot?
The mountain from
Game of Thrones.
probably not.
Just a mountain.
Do you think a mountain?
Do you think Bigfoot could conquer a mountain?
That's probably what he's working towards. Because, yeah, what do you think Bigfoot, like, what do you think his projects are? What do you think his goals are?
He's trying to live.
He just wants to be
food.
Left alone.
He just wants to be left alone and eat food.
All right, here's a very important question. Do you think that Bigfoot could take on the Night King?
The Night King.
Bigfoot is warm and fuzzy. So, possibly. No.
I mean, the Night King's a fictitious thing.
It's true.
We haven't confirmed whether Bigfoot is real.
I thought you were going to say we haven't confirmed whether the Night King is real or fake.
All of the characters in Game of Thrones may really exist. We have no
I mean, the thing is just
don't.
That...
At least 4 people have said they saw him. That's proof enough for me.
I mean, Sakeef, you did pick on the joke that I was throwing down there. But also... Like, anything in Game of Thrones is 100% not here in real life, whereas potentially Bigfoot might be.
He kind of reminds me of the Hulk.
I know,
he just wants to be left
but
alone.
Still,
Yeah, yeah, but like, what's he want to do while he's alone?
Eat food.
Play Overwatch.
Get on with his life.
There's a so you know Mystery Science Theater 3000?
Yeah.
The new Netflix reboot of it?
Yeah.
One of the episodes they do, it's a movie about Bigfoot. And in that movie, Bigfoot likes to drink Coca-Cola and he likes to listen to the radio.
That all adds up.
That's what Bigfoot likes. Cool. Those are his hobbies.
Because like he finds some kid and the kid gives him a radio. That's how he gets Coca-Cola and a radio. He doesn't just naturally
like
have
box?
These things. It's like a little bitty radio.
What happens when the batteries run out?
That's when he gets mad and he kidnaps 21 puppies.
The kid, the kid just brings them more batteries.
Yeah, or he just like crushes rocks until they become batteries.
I don't think that's how that works.
Sure. That's how I make batteries.
Tell me how that goes.
It goes well.
Okay.
All right.
I'm very strong.
So in the swamps of Florida, Bigfoot is known by a different name. Skunk ape, like we talked about before.
Skunk ape. Great.
Yeah. An apparent reference to the appalling smell that the creature supposedly exudes, according to the BBC.
This fuck is the BBC doing? This is goddamn Florida. BBC has no business in Florida.
It was a really slow news day.
Also, last time I checked, the BBC is an actual news company.
Yeah, and Bigfoot's real. This confirms it.
Florida is the opposite of Britain.
Yeah, there's French people there. This stinky creature may have been spotted on a May morning in 2011. According to the report on the BFRO website, a fishing guide was using a pole to propel a flatboat in a mangrove swamp where he and two clients, a commercial pilot and an authority, spotted something on the shore about 100 yards away.
Wait, his two clients were a commercial pilot and an authority?
Yeah, he was a guide.
Okay. I like how you said, here's a dude, he's on a flat plank of wood.
Yeah.
And he's pushing it with a stick. I'm picturing, like, this is the lowest form of boat you can make. And then you were like, he has two clients. This is Florida.
How do you...
This is what Florida is. You have clients on your piece of fucking wood that you're floating around.
Have you ever seen swamp
with.
People?
This is what it is. This is swamp people.
He is a swamp person. So at first the guy thought the creature might be a feral hog or possibly a bear. But as the boat got closer, the creature, which apparently had been rooting through the sand for fish or crustaceans to eat, turned and stood up to look at them. The guide estimated the apparent skunk ape was as wide as a side-by-side refrigerator freezer. So, you know.
Wait, it was his, like...
That's a good number.
Yeah. Everyone else said, like, oh, it was, like, 8 feet tall, 9 feet tall.
Oh, that thing's like
that's like
two refrigerators and, you know, if there's some ice cream inside, you know, that'd be pretty good.
No, so it gets better. With a muscular torso... A ZZ Top beard.
Wow.
This is Bigfoot only how a Floridian could describe him.
This guy's going places.
And a hairless forehead. The creature stared at them for about 15 seconds. They made a guttural hump and snort and walked away.
And then just looked gone.
So there's a lot of reports kind of like this.
That talk about as
yeah. So
I'm
entirely convinced. Bigfoot is Swamp Thing from the DC universe. Just Swamp Thing.
You see, I'm completely convinced that there's one guy who has a costume and walks around, and he just got his ZZ Top beard,
and he's just fucking with people.
He's just fucking with people,
and he made his costume out of two refrigerators.
But how do you explain the forehead?
How do you explain a forehead?
It's muscular.
You just like.
He just works out the forehead.
That's what he does.
You know that little like cross stitch that appears in anime when someone's angry on their forehead? Does he just have that drawn on?
Obviously, yes. Anyway, Skeef, what do you think about big feet?
Big feet or big foot?
Which
like are we talking the singular or
what do you think about
are
big
we
foot?
Talking my feet right now?
You have tiny feet. What do you think about Bigfoot?
Bigfoot. I mean, to be fair, honestly, I think it would be really cool if Bigfoot existed, because then I would like to pick Bigfoot's brain and be like, so what do you do for fun? Like,
Do you think he could respond to you?
I don't think Bigfoot speaks language.
I mean, depending on, depending on, like, Bigfoot's, just depending on how he acts, like, he could be observing humans and learning the human language. I mean, it's not far-fetched to think that he could speak in human language.
Yep.
They did teach an ape. They've taught several apes and monkeys how to speak in sign language and understand the human language.
Jane Aldrin was the ape professor, right?
I believe so.
So you want to be the Jane Aldrin of Bigfoot?
Sure, let's go with that.
Sweet.
So
Go ahead.
Okay, so I just want to point out that all of the interactions that we have seen and heard have all been for about 15 seconds to being held captive there for a week.
Yeah.
Where you may just be yelling at the thing, but it's probably not doing anything. So I don't have high hopes that this thing can talk.
Maybe it's just super intelligent. It's just like, these motherfuckers.
It's like the dolphins from
Hitchhiker's Guide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to talk to us.
What if Bigfoot is an alien? What if he's from another planet and then he got dropped off here and he was like, well, shit.
He's like E.T.
I'm stuck with these idiots.
What if Bigfoot is Elon Musk?
What if?
There's no definitive proof if Bigfoot's real or not. So, like,
I've never seen Elon Musk and Bigfoot in the same room together at the same time.
That's a fair point.
I've never seen Elon Musk in a room.
I've never seen Elon Musk.
Yeah, maybe Elon Musk is rooms.
We're all boats, so why not?
Because if you are rooms, you can't be in a room if you are rooms.
We're going in a weird place
right now. Yeah.
Brendan, what do you think about
Bigfoot? Well, I mean, like, I've seen, like, the stereotypical picture of, like, Bigfoot walking and everything. And there are a bunch of people who have, like, clips online and all that sort of stuff. So, I don't know how I feel. I kind of think most of the sightings that we've seen is probably just people trying to live out the dream. People walking around in stilts in a muscular costume with really good foreheads. That's
your two cents.
That's where I stand.
What about you, Curtis?
Not on stilts.
So it just came to be, I think the ape researcher was Jane Goodall.
Jane Goodall?
I think.
Who the fuck's Jane?
You said Jane Aldrin,
Buzz Aldrin,
which I think is not a person. You might be mixing up Jane Austen, who was a author.
Like author, yep.
Yeah, it's probably it. who the fuck's Helen Keller?
But I think that people probably think they're seeing Bigfoot, because all these, they're like, it was dark. And I saw something, and our minds are really good at just inventing stuff to see. So I think people's perceptions are just tricking them. And I don't care if you're a hunter and you've seen a lot of deer. You're still not immune to that. Or they just saw a tall guy. Or just a guy that's not even that tall.
Yeah, Shaq.
You're right. Or they just saw a normal-sized person. They were like, oh, he's huge. For some reason. But, you know, like I said, we do not know everything about nature, and there are certainly species we have yet to discover, and the biome of the world is not ours to control, and it's interesting and it's complex, and there's more to it than what we think. That being said, probably this specific instance is not a real thing.
So, if Bigfoot is real, he has the superpower to always be unfocused in pictures, because every single image of Bigfoot is completely out of focus.
Yep.
It's true.
So I don't have high hopes about this. It'd be cool, but
I mean,
I'm on your side with this, Curtis. Like, we don't know everything in nature. There's so much shit we haven't found out. So maybe there is, maybe there isn't.
You know, I heard something about, like, how they recently found, like, a bunch, like, a cave or something where they went in and they found all of these, like, species, different like species that we assumed have been extinct for thousands and thousands of years, and they're living in this cave that they like recently just unearthed. So maybe Bigfoot is one of those ancient, you know, ancient like creatures or beings that existed before our time, and then has just recent, like, you know, within the last couple of centuries has remanifested himself.
I found this really small fringe theory about Bigfoot that the species of Bigfoot actually helped build the pyramids. They were used as slaves.
That's awful.
Yeah.
That's why they're buff.
That's why they stay away from humans.
Because they hate us.
Because they're like, that dude's going to make me build a fucking pyramid.
Yeah, we're the worst.
I don't want to build a fucking pyramid. No one wanted to build the pyramids.
Yeah, it's no true. One wanted to do that.
And yet they are considered one of the wonders of the world.
No, nobody even wanted this. Kind of like children. Yeah.
Anywho, I think you had something, Brendan.
I mean, like, I feel like a lot of the like Bigfoot stuff here is like people like telling tales, and so, you know, you can make up a pretty good story to scare children,
yeah,
or other people, and then people heard those tales. And we're like, you know what, we're gonna make it real. And so then they forge pictures and whatnot. Because if the picture was in focus, we'd be able to tell that they're wearing a costume.
Yup. I almost forgot to mention Bigfoot's interaction with Jerky, as he's been shown in many commercials for Jerky.
Yep, I've seen.
Yeah, so obviously real then.
What's like beef
something jerky?
Beef road jerky.
And a jerky corporation wouldn't lie to us. So obviously Bigfoot's real.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question, Joe.
Yes. Oh.
So we have two names for him, Bigfoot and
Sasquatch.
Skunk
Ape.
And
Sasquatch. So
how does Sasquatch come to being?
That was the Native American term for
him. Okay, that was the Native American term, Sasquatch.
Yes.
Skunk ape is...
It was Sasquatcha or Scotchy.
But...
And then it was...
But
later...
But we are white, and so we call it whatever the hell we want to call
it. Like, we called this, you know... Like, we called them Indians, yes.
We have this really nice, complex name of Sasquatcha. And then... Look at that. That thing looks like it's got big feet.
That's a big feet if I've ever seen them.
That's a big feet.
And the Floridians just... Had to go out on their own and go with skunk ape.
Skunk ape.
Very nice in Florida.
I mean, English is a very Germanic language,
mm-hmm.
which is... we're getting into language theory here. It's a very Germanic language, which was originally very like rash, guttural, vulgar. Whereas Latinate, like Spanish and French and Latin... those were very fluid, and they were seen to be fancier.
They're the Romance languages.
Exactly, the Romance languages.
Skunk ape.
So this is America's idea behind... to be fair, all of Bigfoot is really just America's idea.
Mm-hmm.
It's thought that it's cousins with the Yeti or the same species, but like... We don't know if a Yeti exists.
Yep.
That's just the German Bigfoot.
Yep.
Snowfoot.
Or really, I mean, Bigfoot Snowfoot. Is the American Yeti?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
No, we're Americans, man. America
I'm pretty sure, like... I'm sure somebody saw something.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying that it was actually Bigfoot. But, like, they probably saw something, as Curtis said, that just... Their imagination just took over. They're in a stressful situation. They thought they might die in this scary situation, so it makes sense to have their imagination go wild.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, tell us what you guys think. Do you believe Bigfoot's real?
Let us know on our Facebook and Twitter at MWRcast. Or you can even call into us on Anchor. At MWRcast there as well. We also have a website, MulderWasRightDeadWordPress.com. We're going to include all of our sources of this topic. Thank you, Joe, for presenting this to us.
Hey.
Yeah, Joe, he's so good and good.
If you don't like your specific podcast player, you can also find us on other podcast players such as iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. And if you like the music, check out Christian Tadino on SoundCloud. Now I have to go call my grandparents to wish them a happy anniversary. So,
happy anniversary,
happy
to, grandparents.
Anniversary to your grandparents.
Yeah.
Grandparents.
So, we'll see you guys next week. We're going to be talking about something entirely different.
Wake up, sheeple.
Curse hates kids.
What in the hell happened?
I don't hate kids. All the time. Just sometimes.